This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here from the farm. And we're delighted you're here. 2 hours today, special broadcast with Dr. Millie Hinkle, N. D. And we're going to be talking about some very interesting topics. I suggest you don't touch that dial. For example, electromagnetic illness. That's something that's brand new to me. I haven't heard that term, EMI. We'll be talking about Zika and the effects of spraying insecticides to combat Zika. We'll be talking about CPAP use. I've noticed that it's increasing. And we'll be talking about camel milk. Autism, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, Crohn's, Parkinson's, and food allergies. I'm delighted to be broadcasting again for a couple hours with Dr. Millie Hinkle. Welcome, Dr. Hinkle.
Good morning. Well, I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but I noticed on your website that you list that you were broadcasting with us, and I'm glad. You called me a couple days ago, and you said that your phone is ringing. What's that all about?
I've had over 150 calls, 157 to be exact, in the last few weeks, and emails from parents just frantic where they're spraying for the Zika virus that have autistic children. These children have started having seizures. They've got rashes covering their body. Some of them are biting themselves. Two of the children were banging their heads against the walls so badly they had to be put in restraints. This only started with the spraying of the Zika virus in the areas where these children live. It has been unbelievable. We're so worried about these children's health and trying to get on top of this, and there's not a lot that can be done. We can give them homeopathics for those exact pesticides and insecticides being sprayed. For people who don't understand homeopathics, it's basically taking something and diluting it thousands and thousands of times, and the body tends to, when a few drops of that help the body deal with it. But this is a very serious problem that's going on.
And, class, if you'd like to follow along with us, you'd like to go to Dr. Hinkle's website, CamelMilkUSA.com, CamelMilkUSA.com. So you're very concerned about Zika, but more concerned, I guess, about the effects of the insecticides. Is that correct?
I am so much more concerned about the effects of the insecticides in Zika. Just in Florida alone, they found 56 people that have been infected with Zika. How many of those were pregnant women, I'm not sure. But what they've done is exposed 20.6 million people to heavy spraying of insecticide Naylor. And that is much more toxic. It causes neurological problems. It develops neurotoxins. It has long-term side effects on the body, scientists say. It can affect not only humans, but also insects, other insects such as honeybees. And Florida is a very large agricultural state. Just a few days ago, 2.5 million honeybees were killed in one swoop in South Carolina from spraying for the Zika virus. what an impact that would have on the crops. And it's not just honeybees, it's butterflies, it's other things. And I've noticed even where I am in North Carolina, we've had a reduction of butterflies and bees and things this summer because they're spraying everywhere. The side effects of this this spraying is cancer, birth defects, the same symptoms that you're going to get, neurotoxins and neurological birth defects from this. And the thing I think that has me worried is the CDC, Center for Disease Control officials, continue to tell pregnant women to spray their body every time they go out with an insecticide. And some of the insecticides that they recommend cause birth defects. I am just astounded at some of the stuff. And one of the things in the literature for the CDC that they warn against, they warn people not to use a natural insect repellent, which I wonder who's funding all this.
Yeah, I wonder if Zika, this is my question. I wonder if Zika was man-made and for the benefit of the insecticide companies. I wonder
Know, some of the most powerful lobbyists in Washington are insecticide companies. So that gives me a real, pause to think about what that means. And, I think everyone knows you spray for an insecticide. Just think of a cockroach and you use an insecticide. They become resilient to it, and then you've got to use a more serious one, a more dangerous one. And they just keep mutating. So what's going to happen to these insects like the mosquito? It's just going to mutate into something different. And then are you going to have to now use even more lethal insecticides to kill that mosquito and that whatever virus or whatever it is going to be? I don't see an end to this. And I don't know how, unless someone takes serious action, it can be addressed, especially with our government.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking as you were saying this about some of our friends who have been called to serve in the Middle East. You know, they volunteered. I don't know why they did it, but they did. And then I remember getting requests in our village in Virginia for flea collars. And parents of the men who were fighting this conflict in the Middle East, we're asking for flea collars for their sons so they could wear them around their ankles. Dog and cat flea collars to be worn around the ankles to kill the fleas. And then, I'm thinking, there's warnings about, the dangers of handling those things. And so they're going to wear these against their skin. And then I was thinking about a couple of our German shepherds that are no longer with us. And the veterinarians would recommend that we use one of these chemical applications between their shoulder blades, their front legs, their shoulders and their front legs, and apply it, and it'll kill fleas and ticks for 30 days, and then you just reapply it. Well, after several years of doing this, one of our German shepherds became incontinent. And the other one, the rear legs would not work. And literally, so these shepherds were the same age, and around the same time, within a couple months of each other, they developed serious symptoms, so serious that they had to be put down because they had larvae, they couldn't move. So if we're thinking that these insecticides are, they only kill bugs, that's not true. They have dramatic impacts on us.
And they have dramatic impact, even at a low dosage, the studies say. And, I remember several years back I was in Arizona working with patients, and there was a study because there were epidemic proportions in women and men golfers of breast and prostate cancer. And it was directly, at the end of the study, directly attributed to the insecticides and pesticides and fungicides and herbicides used on golf courses. So if people think that they're going to be free from all this, I would like to see if this is continued to be used, we're going to see an increase of cancer in those areas. and we're certainly going to see an increase of neurological symptoms. And it's, it goes as far as dementia, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, seizures, and it affects your heart. So a lot of heart problems are going to arise because this is a lethal, whether, and it's banned, by the way. It's banned in Europe, Vincent. Mm-hmm. This insecticide they're spraying for the Zika virus is banned in other countries. What does this say?
You know, you mentioned
it's a scary thing.
You mentioned golf courses, and
yeah.
I remember when developments and housing developments were being built. They would use it's next to a golf course, or the golf course is in the middle, or the golf course is adjacent to this development, and this was allegedly a good thing. However, what you're talking about is the insecticides, the chemical sprays on the grass. When it rains, runs downhill. It runs downhill, and it contaminates those properties. So living adjacent to a golf course is a bad thing. It's a really bad thing from a health perspective, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's something that is very seldom talked about.
It is, and I cannot tell you how many patients over the years I have seen that have developed serious environmental allergies and seizures and symptoms of neurological symptoms who actually had homes on golf courses. And you know something that was found out about a year ago that astounded me is that some of the new homes built being built in the Southwest now have little systems of tubes going throughout the walls of the home where insecticides are misted every so often into those walls, and you just refill the machine with insecticides, and as long as you live there, you're being misted with insecticides. It is astounding to me how people think that this is not harmful. And the EPA and DA and FDA say that there's just no negative side effects from this to speak of, and that in low doses it should be fine. Well, how low is the dose and how often are you being exposed would be my question. And if it can kill all of these other animals, and in fact, we talk to people who have horses and people who have goats, and where they have been spraying in Florida near their farmland, they are having a tremendous amount. They've never, ever had mutations in newborn animals on their farm. Now they're seeing bats with three legs, etc.
Bats with three legs?
Goats with three legs.
Goats with three legs. Well, I've got another dot we can connect to when we come back about a birth defect right down the road from us, 40 miles down the road, Rogersville, Missouri. We'll be right back. Dr. Millie Hinkle, CamelMilkUSA.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and wow. During the break, I did a search on birth defects in cows and calves, and I found one, a calf born with five mouths in India. I'm looking at another one with five legs, two coming out of the same shoulder. I found another one on the internet, images of seven legs. It looks like a black lab with seven legs. You know, a calf. Here's another calf with four normal legs and one leg coming out of its neck. And down the road from us, here's a calf with two faces, two twisted faces. Think of, you know, twisting your fingers together, and if each finger were a face, that's what this calf looks like. I'll post some of these images on the website during the next break. But in Rogersville, about 40 miles down the road from us, Rogersville, Missouri, there was a calf born within the last year and a half or so with four legs and one hoof coming out of its face. So we're seeing more and more of these birth defects, and it's not just frogs, and it's not just lambs, it's all kinds of animals, including humans. And so where is this coming from? Well, Dr. Hinkle, what do you think? Is it everything?
I think it's coming from the insecticide spraying and the overuse of insecticides, not just with this Zika, but I think that there's too much insecticides being used in the United States for so many reasons, from spraying to of lawns to homes to crops, etc. You know, Vincent, there was a study done just 2 years ago in California conducted by one of the major universities there, and they looked at 970, almost 1,000, autistic children. And those children's mothers had been exposed to the exact insecticide that they're spraying for the Zika virus now. And there was shown an 87% increase in autism among mothers who had been exposed to this in the areas where they lived. So that's a pretty scary thing. If you think you may have a few children born with defects from the Zika virus, the thousands and thousands that I'm afraid are going to be born with other neurological and or physical defects are going to far outweigh that, in my opinion. And it's based on years of studying and looking at this and seeing what's been done around the world. If you go to look at some of the children that were born in Vietnam after the spraying of Agent Orange, it's one of the saddest stories in history when you look at these children that were deformed, that were retarded, where Agent Orange had been sprayed. It was terrible of these expectant mothers when they gave birth to these children. It's the same thing we're doing now. We're spraying a tremendous amount of insecticides for a small amount of cases that have been found. And I fear for the future of a lot of these children, and I don't know how we're going to be able to go back and try to do the damage that's being done to these autistic children that are already autistic with neurological symptoms, and how we're going to be able to fix or try to get that stabilized. I don't know how we're going to do it.
I mentioned on the air a few days ago that Dow Chemical is in Midland, Michigan. And on the other side of the city of Midland, Michigan, is a hospital. And it seems to me reasonable that this hospital was created with the help of Dow, and that one of the reasons that it was built was to deal with the effects of the damage that was caused by the processing and whatever Dow Chemical was doing, and also to cover it up. Do you think that there are cover-ups involved in the medical community, the medical industry, with relations to these chemical companies?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I obviously don't know personally of any, but of course, I mean, there are a lot of these hospitals get funded by these big companies, and what would be the reason? Look at the high cancer rates many years back in West Virginia, and I remember going into Charleston visiting and just my eyes and nose burning and just thinking these people are inhaling this every day. Now, a tremendous amount of that has been cleaned up, but there are other places around the country that, you know, people think Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Well, of all the states in the United States, and this is documented,
Hunters,
anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. And as we were leaving the previous segment, Dr. Hinkle, you were talking about beautiful Hawaii. Please continue.
Oh, I was. One of the sad things is when you do research, you find out the state that has the most use of insecticides is Hawaii, which is sad because they have a lot of the companies like Monsanto and companies like that that have developed these GMO products and plant seeds and things. And so that's a lot of that research is done on the island of Hawaii. And so they use more insecticides than any other place in the entire United States, which I think is sad because you think of Hawaii as being paradise and you don't think of it as being such a pesticided place. And it's really sad that that is happening in those beautiful areas. And we're doing this all over the United States. I don't think that people, if someone else says to me it's only Roundup, I think I'm going to clobber them. I hear that all the time, but then I see people who come to me that have been poisoned with, I see patients in the summer, especially men who come to me with severe gastrointestinal problems, and they can't relate, and rashes. And when I say, have you been spraying, I test them, and they load you with things like Roundup, and that is exactly what shows up. And once we detox them from it, get it out of their bodies, all their symptoms go away. It's the same thing. It's too much use of insecticides, pesticides, chemicals like that in our environment.
Dr. Hinkle, can you tell us what some of the symptoms of Roundup poisoning are?
You know, the patients who come into my office, they have rashes on their hands and arms and other places in their body. They have some mental confusion, and sometimes it can be personality changes, such as being a little bit aggressive. They can say, I can't sleep anymore, I have insomnia. One of the main problems is gastrointestinal. They think they have an ulcer or they have, you know, a burning, they can't eat, they're nauseous, and it truly is, goes back to insecticides they've been using on their gardens or in their yards. And I do caution people about it in the summer, and we certainly tell all autistic parents of autistic children that their child every summer is going to get worse, and we see that. I've seen it for the last it's almost 30 years. In the summertime, all of these children's symptoms get so much worse because they are exposed to insecticides being sprayed in the air along the highways, in stores. And I would tell people, I doubt the average person knows that without their permission, they're being sprayed, their body, with insecticides. You go into a grocery store, the glass doors slide open, look up, you'll see a little white box, maybe it's black in some stores, that is misting insecticides on you so that insects won't fly into the door. I think I'd rather live with an insect, a fly coming in, than being poisoned with insecticides. But they do it throughout these stores now everywhere. I was in another state the other day, and not only was it in the grocery stores, it was in clothing stores, it was in malls, it was everywhere I went, I could smell the insecticide in the air. It's a very faint smell, but it's there.
I was in the truck with one of our instructors, Mike Parsons. This was a while back, and we were visiting a farm, and a farmer was showing his farm, and it was manicured. It was kind of like a golf course, and so we're riding all over these beautiful grass fields, about 300 acres or so, and his fences were just magnificent. There weren't any weeds, and I thought, wow, this is miles of fence. What a lot of work this is. So I asked him about his fence, you know, his barbed wire fence, and why, you know, there are no weeds on it. Obviously, he was spraying them, but I wanted him to tell me about that. And he said that he sprayed them with Roundup. And I asked him, how does he do that? And he said, well, he just gets on the four-wheeler and he puts a spray tank on the back, a big spray tank, you know, maybe 15 gallons or so, and just rides along the fence line and just sprays and sprays. And I said, well, doesn't that get on you? And don't you breathe that? And he goes, yeah, well, you know, yeah. He's dead. This man is dead.
You know, I actually saw that yesterday, Vincent. I saw an older gentleman. He had a cane. He obviously couldn't walk. He was on a four-wheel, and he was going along his fence line, spraying it as I was driving down the highway. And I thought, well, I see what some of your health problems might be, where they might be coming from. So that is so common. I don't really think people realize it. I live in the South, and I live in a ritzy subdivision, and even the walking paths are sprayed, and I know that my puppy ended up in the hospital. He almost died because they had sprayed Roundup. They put no signs up, and he walked all over the path where they'd been sprayed and developed severe pancreatitis. He almost died, and the vet had said it was an insecticide exposure from that. So this is what people unknowingly are being exposed to. No one puts out signs that they just sprayed everywhere you're walking with an insecticide, or that every time you go into a restaurant now or a grocery store, you're going to be spritzed with an insecticide. No wonder the cancer rates are rampant in areas. It's just terrible what's being done with this spraying everywhere.
Yeah, and then, of course, we're spraying the fields as well.
Yes, of course. And
we are, but I've been cautioned not to use the word we when I'm talking about people in general. So they are spraying fields. I don't spray our
clover.
Fields.
I think clover's beautiful. Why do people want this artificial green yard lawn? I love clover. I don't see anything wrong with dandelions. I think they're pretty. So I don't see a problem with what God gave us. Why are we trying to destroy everything to make something look so artificially green? It's ridiculous.
Our family eats dandelions in salad and on sandwiches. My mother's been doing it for as long as I've known my mother. She's been eating dandelions, going out into the yard and picking them and washing them and putting them in salads and sandwiches. And absolutely. And my mom's pretty darn healthy. She's in her 90s and she gets around just fine.
Well, I think you can see the damage. I mean, if anyone wants to do research, they can. I know a study that was done that really opened my eyes, and they took children in a school, and they let them draw a picture of a little boy and a dog. In each picture, you could tell it was a little boy and a dog, and then they treated the school for insecticides, and then they went back with the children and had them draw the same picture. You literally could not tell what it was. Their little brains were so scrambled from that insecticide. So that, to me, is just an obvious picture of what is happening with these children and with other adults that are being exposed to it.
Our daughter,
I definitely don't want to be exposed.
Our daughter's around 30 years old, and she works at an educational institution, a university. And she sent me a picture of her face, and her eyes were literally swollen shut. She went to work, and her eyes were swollen shut. And I said that I believe she had an allergic reaction to an insecticide spray over the weekend. And maybe she put her arms on her desk, her hand on her desk, and maybe her eye was itchy, and she rubbed her eyes, and boom. I mean, literally swollen shut. Now, that was, within the last few months. Then, thinking back, as you say this, about school children, when, before we took all of our children out of the public training camp, I think she was in fourth grade, maybe, and the nurse called, and we picked her up because she had this rash all over her body on a Monday. And what we tracked this down to was over the weekend, the maintenance people let off these aerial bug bombs in the classrooms to kill little critters like head lice that were and fleas that were in the classroom. So they bombed the classrooms in the school, and then these insecticides landed on the desks and everything. They landed everywhere, and these children were touching their desks, their chairs, their whatever they had, their books, and our daughter was poisoned with this insecticide. Now, did the school tell anybody they did this? No. And so we realized that in these public places, it's kind of a dangerous environment. And you said it all when you talked about, getting your dose of insecticide going into a supermarket or a grocery store. And then
that's
I did a little
true.
Research.
And, Vincent, speaking of the school system, you are so correct. I cannot tell you after a summer break or after a long holiday period, the parents that bring their children into me that have all of a sudden gotten so much worse. And then when I have the parents call the school, 100% of the time the school has sprayed while they've been out on a vacation or over a summer, or they've just done it before the children came back. Over and over we hear that story, but are parents notified? No. Are they told? No. And I'm just, people, a parent called me the other day and she said, oh, I'm so shocked. I did not realize that every hotel and every airplanes are notorious for being sprayed for insecticides. I spoke to a young pilot, and that pilot told me, he said, if the public knew how many insecticides are sprayed on that plane, they probably wouldn't get on it. Can you imagine that?
Yep, and it's in the air.
You're irritated and wiped out when you get off the plane.
Right. And it's in the air handling systems, the heating and the cooling systems. And not only that, I've seen a video recently, within the last several weeks, of a stewardess on an airplane walking backwards, starting in the back of the aircraft, commercial aircraft, walking backwards toward the front of the plane, spraying an aerosol spray. And I'm sure it wasn't air freshener, which is probably dangerous as well. But this was an insecticide. They were spraying so that everybody got to breathe it and got all over everybody, so that on these international flights, I guess we don't bring bugs from country to country. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and we're going to come right back. We've got a lot to talk about, including what do you do about these little pesky bugs, fleas, and ticks, and so forth that may get on you when you travel the fields. And it happens to me on a regular basis because I'm a farmer. And we'll talk about electromagnetic illness, ham radio, and just who is Dr. Millie Hinkle, and more.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding.
When I know winner today is hot.
Last day, you've got your...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. CamelMilkUSA.com, the website. Dr. Hinkle, you mentioned a toxic environment in West Virginia, and it reminded me of a post I read, and I pulled it up, and it's for NationalGeographic.com. This is a large-scale chemical spill on the Elk River. I was talking about this person near her home in Charleston, West Virginia, had unleashed an unknown amount of a coal-washing agent, possibly poisoning the local water supply. Mm. And so it says, continues, for weeks, nearly 300,000 people for weeks around Charleston, West Virginia, the state capital, were told not to drink or bathe in the local tap water. Now, this is around the state capitol. The reason I'm mentioning this is, we would think that there are places that might be safer than others, like Washington, D.C. They certainly wouldn't poison themselves. The state capitals of the states around the Union wouldn't poison themselves. But here it's happened in West Virginia. And I've driven many, many, many times on journeys between Virginia and Missouri past Charleston. And there are these awful smells in the air, even late at night. There's obviously something going on there because the smell is horrible. So I'm concerned about that as well. And doesn't it seem that we pick on the poor people, the little people? They're the ones that get to work in these environments with these chemicals and poison themselves at their jobs. Doesn't that seem common?
It doesn't. It's sad. It's sad where there's a... West Virginia is a fabulous state with lovely, lovely people. I love West Virginia, and I know that they need jobs there. My husband was president of the West Virginia Roundtable at one time, so I know that the jobs are needed, but I think that companies like insecticide companies and big chemical companies come in and take advantage of that. That's happening all over the world. It's happening in Africa. The same thing is happening in Africa now, of these companies, international companies coming in and just little or no regard for people's health. And I find it sad. Mm-hmm. And almost criminal, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What about some natural method of deterrent for fleas and ticks and other critters that get on our body that kind of drive us crazy, and our dogs? Do you have a thought for a way to prevent some of that?
Well, there obviously are, you know, plant substances like cedar oil, eucalyptus, lavender oil, some things like that that insects don't like, specific types of insects. And it's very easy to just go on the Internet and research insects and what actual plant or plant oil might be effective. I had a very interesting story in the camel industry. A couple of years back, one of the members of the royal family, Prince Khalid Faisal, contacted me from Saudi Arabia, said that he has his Bedouin tribe of people that he's responsible for, and they have many, many camels, and they do not want the milk contaminated with an insecticide, but he had serious tick and flea problem, and he wanted to know if I could help him with that. And I actually contacted several companies here in the U.S., and Cedarside was one of those, and we got a flea dip and tick dip developed with just the cedar oil, and they would dilute it in water, and he said it was amazing that it had totally, completely eradicated all the problems with the fleas and ticks with the camel, and absolutely no effect on the milk or the milk production. So, you know, that's an example of a natural, and I know that I've been contacted by several other of the big family owned by royal family dairies wanting to do the same.
And you may not know this, Dr. Hinkle, but Matthew Jones is the CEO of Cedarside.com. And he's a USA Preparedness instructor. He's been on the air with us many times. And we use Cedarside on our dogs. And I spray it on my blue jeans when I go out and I'm in an environment that has fleas and ticks to prevent those critters from attacking me. And it works. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I've got so many more questions. We'll start about the electromagnetic illness. Class, I'm a survivalist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find. One that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.